The way we get to know God's mind, the way we get to know his heart. You see, how do we get to know his heart and mind? Our thoughts are not his thoughts. Our ways are not his ways. But the Bible declares to us what his heart is, what his mind is. So we get to know God and we experience God as we get to know Scripture. If we choose not to listen to it, if we choose not to expose ourselves by being regular somewhere where we hear it, where we're not reading it, then what's going to happen is this. We will not have his voice in our life to work in our life to have us be who he made us to be. That's what will happen. And instead, what we will do is we will make decisions and we will be guided not by his voice, but by our feelings and by what makes us comfortable. And we think that because we feel a certain way and we're comfortable in it, it must be what God wants. No. We are broken, even redeemed. Our hearts can deceive us, though we be God's children yet. We need his voice to counter the voices that we hear in the culture that we give ourselves to if we're to have his benefits and his blessings being poured out in us. But you see, that's our choice. If you want God's word to be effective in making you strong, wise, to have good things built into your heart, it begins with this question. Will you listen to it?